Hey, what's up, everybody? Episode number 153. I finally got some guests on. We're not giving each other COVID. We're not sneezing in each other's faces. None of us are masked up, but I think we're close enough friends. We got Alex Sides over here.
Hello.
A new bass player. We just acquired him off the free agent list of bass players.
Yeah.
He is now a member of Cashing In.
That's awesome.
We got James here, James Manning.
What up?
And as always, me, your host, Chris. James, I got to say right off the bat, thank you for my poster of Riley Gale.
You're welcome.
That was awesome.
You're welcome.
I thanked you on the podcast, but now that we're face to face, like, it's badass, man.
Yes. Well, thank Alex. It comes full circle because Alex is the one that showed me the poster in the first place.
Nice, Alex.
He's a fan of the comic book artist. And
okay.
Yeah, he showed
Becky
it to me. So. Yep.
Nice.
Becky Clunan drew it. She's a talented comic book artist. She drew it and then donated all the money to go to Dallas Hope Charities.
Really?
So yeah, all the proceeds went to like Dallas. This was like, I think it was Riley's favorite charity. So.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, man. That's a great cause. So tonight I'm drinking a Michelob Ultra Pure Gold. I've never had this before.
It's organic.
What are you drinking, Alex? Alex, let's go.
Michelob Ultra Pure
Alex.
Gold.
I put a T in your name for some reason. Alex. You're now Alex.
Yeah, Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, same as you.
All right. What are you drinking, James?
Cerveza. It's Modelo Black.
Nice.
Just started out with that. So.
Cheers, everybody. Boom, boom. This is so nice, dude.
Salud.
Avuto Sante. I think that's like cheers, you prick.
Gesundheit.
Or something.
Nostravia. Nostravia. Whatever.
Is that German? Oh, Russian. Yeah. So we've got a couple of topics to talk about. We all plan Cashing In, like I said.
Yeah.
At the top there. So how's the band going? How are things? How are you feeling, Alex, being the... Now you're the newest member, and you're also the baby of the band. You're the youngest.
I am the youngest, damn.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility.
I don't feel
to be
like
cute.
It, but yeah.
To be cute.
No, as you know, you've known me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Before you found me on the classifieds.
Mm-hmm. Right. Before we drafted you.
Before Craigslist.
That I've been playing guitar for the majority of my time. I've never really picked up bass, but... I think it's an instrument that like I'm really enjoying learning,
mm-hmm.
And I think I'm picking it up pretty easy, and also for some reason makes more sense to me than guitar does.
Mm-hmm.
Like a true hardcore band should. Mm-hmm. You find your member first, and then you say, "Hey, do you want to start playing this instrument?"
Exactly.
To be in the band.
I noticed you're walking that puppy. Do you play music? So like off topic.
But super hyped to have Alex in because he's been a friend of ours for a while,
yeah.
And we played music with him before.
Dude, we're always going to shows together. Who do we go see? Turnstile. Gorilla Biscuits.
Yeah.
We saw Power Trip, I think. Were y'all at the 10-year anniversary show?
No, I did not. That's an unfortunate thing.
I actually never
got to see Power Trip live ever.
Oh, man.
But we did go to Riley Gale's memorial thing together. So
that's
cool.
Right. And I missed that one. So you get one of us each show or event.
How beautiful was that memorial?
That was
all
cool.
The stories everybody was telling.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely because, you know, just me looking at, like, because my appreciation for Riley was, like, at face value,
mm-hmm.
especially, like, being a vocalist at one point in my life. So just the... his like grit, and then how he like, it didn't matter how small he was, he was still had like a fucking baller, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I've appreciated him like that way, but just to get to know him on a personal level and like hear people talk about him, especially like people from Turnstile,
mm-hmm.
and all these other great bands that we listen to, just like nobody had a single bad word or like anything negative ever, like inside or outside of that whole situation. So
mm-hmm.
it was really cool. I didn't get to go to that memorial that night. I had to, you know, go home after we hung out. But, you know, we had our own little session where we were exchanging stories
mm-hmm.
about Riley and,
mm-hmm.
You know, how he's impacted all of us. And that was, man, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Happy to keep that going as long as possible.
Yeah.
Just always keep talking about him
because
he had such a huge impact on the scene, on... you know, Dallas,
dude.
Texas.
Yeah, man. He put us on the map, really did, for like punk and hardcore and stuff. And with Balls Out, and then, dude, Power Trip was just blowing up at the time.
Man, I don't think that there's been another band since Pantera that has been as like hard and, you know, fucking aggressive and just original since, I would say, Power Trip. Like, Power Trip, I think, is like that the one that kind of took that mantle, because since then you've had, like, what, like, Drowning Pool?
Yeah.
Which, nothing against nothing yeah, against them, but it's not the same.
You know? Right, right, for sure. So. Well, the crazy thing is that they were actually, I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast yet, but they were actually nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the weird thing about it, I think crazy. It's them and three other bands, one of those bands being one of your favorites, Alex Code Orange.
And then but Body the, Count.
Body Count.
Yeah, Body Count's another
So
movie.
Three of those bands, those are actually like album recordings. What Power Trip is up for is like a live performance of one of their songs, which is like huge. Like that's their whole thing, was their live show. Was like, if you don't see them live, you know. Not saying, you know, not talking shit or anything.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You should have seen him live, you asshole.
Well, luckily.
You know, trust me, it just didn't work out. It just didn't work.
I watched all the European, like, walking and all that and stuff, and just, like, watching them play, like, those real close up, just to imagine that I was there.
Right. Well, and luckily, hey, there was a lot of, you know, like, back in the day, when showing my age or whatever, but years ago, you wouldn't be able to, like, see a band sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't come to your state. They don't come to your city. H2O. Whatever. Yeah.
Never comes to Dallas. H2O. We need you to come to Dallas.
But
please.
But now, like, you know, because of like Hate 5-6 and other people recording these shows, you're able to see it even after the band is gone, even after you know that show is over with. You can, you know, if it's documented, you can go back and feel like you're there.
Even when a pandemic hits,
yes.
You still have all those memories.
Yeah.
You know?
Since you've been gone!
Travis, you want to be on the podcast? I mean, you kind of just were. You sang your way in.
Yeah. Just hopped in.
What is it? Brutal Youth on YouTube. It's like XXX Brutal Youth. They put out a lot of content and like new. Like when we dropped our stuff, we were on their page immediately with our two-song EP.
Oh, sick. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're the ones that put it up. Because we were trying to figure out for the longest time who put our music up on YouTube. But I think it's XXX Brutal Youth or XX Brutal Youth or maybe 1X. Maybe not
just
triple
say
X's.
All the combinations just to cover
okay,
your bases.
X Brutal Youth, XX Brutal Youth, and XXX Brutal Youth. It's one of those three.
X Brutal X Youth X.
Triple X Brutal.
Yeah, that's what I said. But that sounds pornographic.
Yeah.
So it's probably not.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm actually really happy about. Dallas, or, you know, North Texas, or probably just Texas in general, but especially, like, our region, is that, like, you're seeing a lot of good hardcore bands coming up from here that, like, don't have to have, like, a specific kind of Texas gimmick. They're just, like, good East Coast or, like, West Coast-style hardcore, like Life Force. And of course, you get some more original ones, like Allegation and stuff like that. So really, really happy to go to those shows and actually hear, like, good, real, genuine hardcore.
It would be nice to go to another show sometimes. Do you guys have like any guess? Because I was just talking to Richie the other day or yesterday, and he said that they had a punk show in Florida, and I guess
at like
starting
an outdoor
to happen. Okay. I don't know.
Well, you saw what NoFX did a couple like a month ago. They played at Fat Mike's house in the backyard.
Yeah, and, I saw that.
You know, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
everybody was social distancing, sort of.
I would suspect that Florida was the first place to have a concert during the pandemic.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're not far behind them.
Well,
here, unfortunately.
I'm just wondering when it's going to actually happen. Like, who's the first band? Who's the first, like, what's the first tour that's going to happen, you know?
There's been people clubbing. There's been clubs doing stuff. There's been people breaking the taboo rules.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think shows may come back next summer. As the vaccines have rolled out, that's what they were talking about on the news today.
Yeah.
So probably next summer.
I should never mind.
Well, that gotta go down the vaccination wormhole.
Yeah, because like I'm still like I don't want to get into a political discussion, but I'm so 50-50 on it because I feel like though there is a dangerous virus going on right now, I think that like people have taken liberties and a lot of money, especially like $600 checks. I mean, for real, like, you know what I mean? When they're
what, like that's what they're giving us,
yeah,
and they're bailing out these,
and they're bailing out all these, sending a lot of money to foreign countries, like billions and stuff. We can only get, you know, 600, which is bullshit.
Ahead. For like how long has this been going on? Almost a year.
Yeah,
and
it's over a year.
That'll
almost a year. March.
That'll be $1,200 they've given out in a year's time. Because we got the first round. Did you get the first round?
Yeah, what would it be like? I think it would be more like, what, 800 or 1800, right?
Was it, how much was it?
The first one was like 1200.
Oh, was
and
it?
They halved it this time.
Oh. Which, like, I didn't get 1200.
Well, I did.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. So who knows? Yeah, but, check my mailbox.
But yeah, with that being said, not that you just kind of cut this short, because I don't really have a specific opinion. I'm not like an anti-vaxxer.
I don't remember what the original question was.
He was just getting into the vaccinations.
Oh, like, gotcha.
We kind of talked about the pandemic a little bit and going to shows and stuff. So,
but yeah,
just speaking to that, you can say whatever the hell you want, Alex.
Well, no, it's for my own purpose. Yeah. Like, because I don't want to, like, because I think a lot and like I'm processing things while I'm talking. So sometimes I sound more like a conservative. Sometimes I sound more like a liberal, and nobody really understands. Like, because I really don't care for either one of them, but. That was the major point.
You're kind of sitting on the fence of that's what I do.
The kind of approach there, or you know, what I was gonna say was this: like, I think that there's a lot of people on both of those polar opposite sides that are taking advantage of us, and I don't appreciate that very well.
Oh yeah.
So
good.
Hopefully they'll open, like, at least give us some damn shows pretty soon. Fuck.
if anybody comments on this episode like, that guy Alex is a fucking asshole, I'll be like, yeah, no.
As a matter of fact, I'll like you. Be like, yeah, I know I am. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure shit out like everybody else.
Exactly.
You know? It's your world. I'm just walking through it.
Yeah. Nobody has all the answers, man. Nobody has all the answers. I wish we did, but we don't. So we got a couple of topics. Sorry, I didn't mean to knock on the table so loud. So we're doing, James, you want to introduce?
Yeah, so I was just thinking, you know, I love the show. I love what you do every single week.
Thank you.
And I thought, I haven't heard this before. I haven't heard you go through maybe like some sort of list that was at the end of the year.
Right.
So since it's the end of 2020, and
thank God.
Yeah, and since we've been talking a lot about music lately, I just thought, I don't know, why not ask you about your top lists of, you know, kind of at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple questions for you.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'll take another one.
So I have a couple questions for you guys. So first question is, what are your favorite albums of 2020? You could either go like, hey, this came out in 2020, or it's just what you listened to in 2020. Either one is fine. So I thought we'd go maybe around the table and just try to start with our number three. What's our number three album for 2020?
I'm going to go, let me go ahead and start. Backtrack, Darker Half from New York. Backtrack Hardcore. Love it. I've been all about the, pretty much since H2O. The New York hardcore, like, yeah, I've been all about it, and Backtrack is just one of those bands. They actually just played, usually when I discover a band, they've been broken up for like 8 years, and I'm like, damn, like, I'm not going to get to see any shows. Well, Backtrack just played their last show in 2019, and I still didn't get to see them, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That was Bane for me.
Like, Bane?
I discovered Bane, and they're like, oh yeah, we're not together anymore, like, right after.
Oh, yeah,
and Hate 5-6 keeps, like, fucking... Oh, this might be the last Bane recording. He's haven't fucking released it yet.
That's funny.
Sorry, carry on.
Who's going next?
Well, was that go. Yeah,
it's our third album. We're just doing our third for the year.
So we're 3-2-1.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we're just going like
3-3-3-2-2-2.
That's really hard. So I'm not gonna give you like what my third is, like from 1-2-3. What was best to worst? Because
I just
can't do that. But the actual album that I listened to that came out in 2020 would be Underneath by Code Orange.
Underneath?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that one's because I like them a lot just because I think they're one of the more original bands that have been out today.
Mm-hmm.
But even though they're original, you can still hear a lot of like old shit in it too, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it sounds, it sounds very familiar, but it's not like something else that I've heard.
Yeah.
So yeah, that and the top of that, like, the music's really good, but also, like, they make these concept videos and, like, these live videos that kind of do with the album concept. It's like a horror movie, like a snuff film kind of thing going on with it.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay.
Very well done, very artsy. So, so I think that would be one of my top.
Yeah.
I haven't really gone down the Code Orange rabbit hole, but I do like the guitar. I forgot who the guitarist is.
You got the Reba Myers?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. She has a signature guitar that's just epic.
The fuck yeah. It's
epic.
Like the Viper, but with the, the fucking sharp head stock.
And with the EM, yeah. It's a really cool, really cool guitar.
I haven't seen it.
you would love it, actually. It sounds metal as fuck.
Yeah, let's...
Madam Google.
I guess we all have internet attached to our pockets.
Which I'm going to need to go to my number three, which is this band called Milspec.
Mm-hmm.
And the album is called World House, I believe.
Yeah,
World House. And, dude, it's a hardcore album.
I love the openness of it. You showed me this album a couple of weeks ago. It's like reverby, and like it sounds like it's in a big room, but it's like you said, it's still hardcore because it has the elements.
It sounds like a live album, basically, kind of.
That's a good way to describe it.
And like, I just love the riffs. I love what they do with the vocals, and I think it's one of the best hardcore albums of the year.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, it came out this year.
Okay, nice.
So that's my number three.
Badass. All right, so number two, this is actually an older album. It's Stay Cold by Trapped Under Ice. I got into them, I guess, during like Big Kiss Goodnight, maybe an album before that. This is like their first album they put out, and I'm digging it, man. It's like raw, it's heavy. I love the vocalist. His name's Justice. I love his vocals, like just the way he does his rhythms. The, you know, what he's talking about, the content too.
Yeah, the concept.
And I don't think a lot of people realize this, but I think that's kind of what separates like metal from like punk and hardcore. Metal is more like dragons and swords and, you know, riding a majestic steed. I don't know, shit like that is what it seems like, you know. And then it seems like hardcore is more talking about like where we came from and, you know, struggling to survive and, you know, things like
real,
that.
Real world stuff.
Yeah, like realistic things that we all go through that we can all, you know, and I get into the metal too, don't get me wrong, you know, but it's just like that. I kind of, you know, when I get out of that little fantasy world, I want something real, you know. So that's my second one.
Love that album.
I think with the metal as well, like what you're saying, like,
oh, Travis, you trying to get in?
You want to go too? Hell yeah. Let's do it. You got it. Travis, do you have three?
Three? I can make three.
Well,
this one is a single right now.
Yeah.
From Passa Fire, Passa Fire, and it's called Sleepless. It's really cool.
And that came out.
I'm an insomniac. The title or the name already rings with me, but I just really like punk reggae. So that's really what I like to listen to. And a couple of my songs will be in that realm.
That came out this year?
Yes.
Nice.
Came out this year.
And that was a single, you said?
In January.
Nice.
All right. Single?
So, yeah.
Awesome.
You got one, Alex? What's your second one? It's not second place or like ranked or anything, just another one?
Yeah, well, this one's going to be... let me see. Going to be stupid because I feel like this is the most hardcore... like most listened to hardcore album in history, but like a Keepers of the Faith.
Oh yeah.
I've like revisited that a whole bunch recently.
Wearing
the Terror shirt.
Yeah.
Wearing the Keepers of the Faith shirt.
I fucking ordered my backpack from them. Like this like special edition Keepers of the Faith champion backpack. And it was supposed to come like fucking months ago.
COVID. They're like COVID.
Ugh, pretty much. Like nothing against them. I understand. But fuck, man. I want my backpack.
Dude, I ordered a hoop for my drum set like 6 months ago. And they're like, oh, it's still not here.
Yeah.
But if there's anybody, Alex has got the most band attire that I know of anybody I've ever seen.
Shirts, hoodies,
yeah.
Sneakers, yeah. Socks,
yeah. Underwear,
hats, underwear. Yeah, those Terror underwear. Those are cute.
My old friend casual shirt. So that's the album that I revisit a lot because it's just a nice, clean, crisp, hardcore album. It's not overproduced. It's not underproduced. Mm-hmm. It's fucking still metal as fuck. But I think specifically one of the biggest reasons, and I have to thank James for kind of like reminding me how fucking badass the bass tracks are on that on that album.
Oh yeah.
So that you know that's been and that's I think it was this year was actually their 10-year anniversary too.
Nice.
So
yes.
It's kind of the year of Keepers of the Faith. So
they did a live stream.
And they put out a new album too, by the way.
Oh, see, I haven't fucking listened to that. I
listened to one track. I liked it so. Haven't listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, that just came out.
And I love how people are doing it, too. Newfound Glory did this. Terror is doing this. But they're just like one song. Oh, Tiger's Jaw is doing this. One song uploaded with a video, and the rest are waiting to come. So you listen to the song over and over, get familiar, and then they drop another one, and then another one. It's pretty cool. I like it. Keeps you interested. It's
a good strategy.
Good strategy.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do it too.
Yeah. All right, you got one. Wait, is this... That was our second?
That was number two, right?
Was everybody second?
I gotta go.
Yeah, so you haven't done two. My bad.
My number two...
Cutting you off.
Hey, man. No, my number two... I had it all on a playlist here.
Let's see. Do I have a third one? I don't know if I have a third one. Yeah, I think I do. I'm gonna take you guys way back to the 90s on my third one.
Well, so I'm sticking with...
Like, lead me there. Can you take me back?
Yeah, exactly. That was such a...
I'm sticking with, like, this 2020 theme, right? So I have another one from 2020, which is probably one you'd guess.
Okay.
The Newfound Glory record.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What's the name of the record?
Greatest of All Time, I think. Pretty ambitious title.
Yeah.
I think it's that. That's a song at least.
Yeah.
It fucking sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, it really does. But NFG forever.
Yeah, but man, it's definitely back to the roots of the sound that they started out with. Mm-hmm. The songs are great.
Dude.
Even the slow songs are great.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a lot of stuff this year. I just think as a band, they're always killing it.
We all got together and watched their live stream a couple of months ago, something like that. That was a lot of fun.
I keep fucking missing out on those.
Yeah.
Like anything NFG related, like I've always got something to do.
They just did this like holiday thing that I didn't get to check out because I was super busy with work, but I would have if I had the time. You
dude,
know?
And that's a band that hasn't skipped a damn beat. Like, they lost Steve.
Yeah.
Dude, they didn't skip a beat. Like, they came out with an album, like, within the next 6 months after they lost. He might have recorded it, too. I'm not sure. Yeah. No, I think that was actually their first one without him.
Right. I don't know how that... I don't know how that worked, but yeah, they really didn't.
And they still got the dude from Yellow Card. He's playing live shows with them, so that they sound full, because that's a lot of the problem with like losing a guitar player, and we know this because we've kind of been in and out of guitar players since we started this band, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Cashing In's been together for 4 years. It's been mainly you and me, and we've tried out a bunch of different people, but you know.
Yeah, it's
I forgot what I was saying.
I was trying to think of the thing. The
dude, that wait, let me see that again. Door. That is sick. That's the chick's guitar from Code Orange.
Yeah, yeah, dude, yeah, and like
she does vocals too, right?
Yeah, she does the clean vocals. Nice. Most of the stuff.
So it has the one humbucker. It's an EMG. It just sounds.
That's all you fucking need to. Because all they're doing
is
like.
Is that like a matte black?
Yeah,
finish.
Yeah, it's like a gunmetal almost.
Yes.
Wow.
Fucking dope.
And the locking tuners.
Yeah, we didn't know about those back in the day.
Right.
Dude, we played
game
shows, we'd get them on video, and they'd be all out of tune, like, trying to tune every song.
Get them fucking, them Epiphone Les Paul Juniors that you get with the player's kit for fucking $99.
It was over. The tuning was out every time.
Did someone else get this beer?
Travis was being a beautiful bar winch decided.
What a gracious host.
You. Wow. It just appeared in front of you.
Yeah, I was like, I did not get this.
You better tip him for that because that's a good service when you don't even notice that you're getting another beer.
He's making this place. Dude, we're in this studio. I love it, man. I just think it's like...
I'm about to go jump on that bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bed here. There's a couch.
With my shoes on.
Big screen TV.
Hey, y'all making fun of my house?
No.
No, we're talking about how beautiful and lovely a host you are.
What's your number two, Travis?
Fuck Them All, The Dangerous Summer.
Nice.
Great song.
All right.
Title implied.
Have you listened to The Interrupters at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's not going to be three, but it is on the list.
They're in my top list this year too. Not in three, but they're in my top list for sure.
Who's that? Who he just said?
No, the Interrupters.
The Interrupters. Oh. So they're like a ska punk kind of.
There was a contest going on that 311 was doing last year, and like you would play the songs on Spotify for extra points and stuff. So I kind of got burned out on the Interrupters last year. Like
you were just
their
like,
songs are
kind of
like they're all the fucking same or something.
they were like number two in my Spotify.
I was like,
let's hope they don't hear this.
I know.
Amy, I love
Step
you.
Step it up. Even though you're awesome.
So everybody's done their number two?
I think so.
Okay,
think
so. Time for the third one. I'm going to take you guys way back to March 18th, 1997. An album that I still listen to this day. I've listened to it all year. Ben Folds 5, Whatever and Ever Amen. I love it, dude. That's one of my favorites.
That was so unassuming.
I know. Nobody saw that one coming.
Dude, Ben Folds is an awesome songwriter,
and
man.
And an amazing piano player.
Yeah,
just I thought you were going to say, like, Sick of It All, Built to Last or something.
I'm like, Ben Folds. Yeah, that's... I wanted to throw you guys for a loop, so I picked a good one there. But yeah, that's a great album. I love it. I love, so the band, if you don't know, is Ben Folds on piano, bass player, I don't know his name, and drummer, I don't know his name, but that's the band. I know Ben Folds. But
it's like Van Halen.
That's it. That's the band. It's piano, bass, and drums. That's it. That's it.
Man. Kind of reminds like Jack Mannequin.
You know,
I thought you were going to really give us a tour of the band.
I know.
You know, really take us through all the members.
Do you think that's how people see us, too? They're like, that guy Paul that does the vocals in those other group of shitheads back there.
No,
playing.
They don't think of us at all.
I like Chris the drummer and then another group of shitheads. You know.
Well, no, the drummer never gets any credit. It's always the vocalist.
They do when they're as handsome as you are.
That's why we put up this blanket in front of the drum set now.
See me?
We're going to cover them up.
Yeah.
Makes
Chris.
Us look bad.
We only want people to see his head from.
Yeah, like, there, yeah. Just my hair.
Yeah,
just my hair.
What's up with his eyebrow?
Pantyhose over my face.
Shit.
I'm sure there's a band out there that does that. I'm pretty sure I've seen that before.
I can guarantee.
They all
and a bitch. And
pantyhose over their head.
I bet you they're on like Psychopathic Records or Strange Music or something.
Blink 182 video or something.
Hmm.
Maybe.
I think you're right.
Maybe. I haven't seen all the videos. All right, what?
That was my number three, the most obscure thing you would have never guessed. What's yours, Alex?
Am I next?
Or you don't have to be.
No, I mean, I can be next. Was that the order we were going in?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, sure.
But yeah, so this is actually kind of cool because the other album that I've been listening to a lot recently definitely didn't come out in 2020, but fits in the same vein of, sorry, I hope you heard all that when I was leaning back. It fits in the same vein of you know, Newfound Glory would be Hazen Street. Been listening to a lot of Hazen Street, and what's really cool is because like that album is fucking cool because one, you got like some of the best people in hardcore. You've got like Hoya Rock and like Freddie from Madball and like the rest of the band just kind of in there, and then you also have Toby from H2O. And then it was produced and basically written almost entirely, or at least like a big percentage of it, by Chad Gilbert from Newfound Glory. Mm. We were talking about it the other day, like he never really took credit on it because I think he had like some kind of band deal or something that he couldn't talk about.
They were on MCA,
yeah.
And so they, you know, they couldn't, he couldn't be a part of another thing.
But yeah, so that, but just to some notes of the album, I'm going to define it, like, you know, talk about it like it's a fine wine, but like it's definitely got still that hardcore feel in it, like mm-hmm. It's the guitars and like the drive, but then you got some really good like hip-hop, kind of goofy but amazing hip-hop mixed with like pop punk, like Newfound Glory style, but with Toby singing.
Nice.
and then Freddie's doing all like the heavier like gruntier parts. Yeah
And Toby's all over hip-hop, like he loves hip-hop.
I love how much he annoys his kid. Like on Instagram, like he's like rocking out some punk rock shit and his kids up there like, oh my god, this fucking sucks.
I just saw a post, apparently he fucked up his finger or something like that, like the Maximus Morris, Toby's kid, and he's like, Toby's like, yep, this fucking scared me half to death, you over here doing teenager shit or something like that. I wish my dad was that cool. Sorry, Dad.
All right, that was number three. Sweet.
Or number one, right?
Wait. No, that, I thought that
was numero tres of, like, the albums we were listening to.
Oh,
and then
this year.
Or, like, because I think you were doing the 2020. We just kind of had to fucking mix it up.
I think we're all doing our own list.
We might as well just do six.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'm just giving you three.
Well, Travis is doing singles.
I'm doing three. Actually, what I'm doing is if you go to your Spotify and look at Missed Hits,
I'm gonna take
I found
a
some
break.
Great songs in that that they had recommended.
Gotcha.
On my list. So... there's like three in here that I've been. Is it this one?
Silence is golden.
Yeah, I don't know.
Except the podcast.
Well, I'll go. I have one. Sorry. I have another one from 2020.
Douche.
Wait, Dead Air is fine.
Let's listen to him poop. All right. So, This is an unexpected one, Chris, but I think you're going to love it.
Okay.
Hazel English. Okay. The album's called Wake Up, and it is beautiful songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
She has an incredible voice.
That's her name is Hazel English?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And
Wake Up. The album's
it's
called
one
Wake
of those Up. It's one of those albums where you just instantly would probably love it, just instantly kind of
right.
Like, oh, I get it. I yeah.
Good songwriting. That's what and you know that's what I love too. I love a good songwriter, so that's really awesome.
So definitely check that one out.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's my number one.
Did you have a third one, Travis?
I did have my this other release, February 2020, from Spirit Box, Blessed Be.
Nice.
Got a nice heavy intro.
What genre would you say that is? That might have been...
Here you gotta...
You want to play it?
Yeah, just pop it off of it.
All right, so what genre was that? Genre?
I don't know, man. It's like immediately I heard the chuggy guitars. I was like, that's djent. And then like I heard the electronics and then like the female beautiful voice in the background.
Nice.
Or like, you know, singing. So to me, I don't know what to call that.
Right.
But it was pretty dope.
Hell yeah. All right, so.
Released by Pale Chord. Does that help you? Do you know that?
Somebody out there might.
Somebody.
Somebody's got
company?
To.
Some disco file.
Maybe.
So we're doing three artists of this year, maybe that you've discovered or you've just been listening to.
Yeah, like what you've been listening to most, maybe. Or
so do you want to do one and one, or do you want to do three at a time?
Dealer's
choice. Do you have three?
Dude, I can go all night. Like, if you're talking about shit that I've been listening to recently, yeah.
Yeah, just this year. Just give us three.
Like, what have you been listening to? Like, who are the artists you've been listening to most this year, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, we did albums. Now we're doing artists more than albums. I'll go ahead and start. This band called Balance and Composure. It's really good songwriting.
Fuck
yeah. It's really kind of... I love how washed out, like, the vocals are, like, that airy, reverby. Like, you can't necessarily tell what he's saying unless you listen really close. It's kind of in the background. I love music like that, where the vocals aren't taking over everything, and it's about every word that he's saying, and you got to be a part. Like it's just he's doing more melodies, and you can pick out the words if you want to. You know, he's using it as an instrument.
The guitars are very interesting in that band too,
and they're broken up too, which sucks. So.
Yeah, but they've kind of got like a deep. I don't want to say it's punk, but it's raw. Mm-hmm. Kind of feel. Yeah, I think that you can tell that they listen to punk.
Guitar tones are amazing.
They're like playing these. Beautiful, like full, like it's not even just like a power chord. They're adding like a couple of different fingers,
yeah.
And just these really flowy, just pretty, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah,
atmospheric.
Yeah, atmospheric is a good way to put it, actually, because that's what it is. Yeah, good driving music too, by the way.
Yeah, good sleeping music.
Yeah,
good fucking music.
Good for everything.
That should be our list. Is what top albums to fuck.
Al Green.
I was going to say Meshuggah, but okay. Whatever, guys. So do you have one, Alex? You got an album?
I'm sorry, artist.
My bad.
So
I'm losing the game here.
This is kind of a twofer, and I just want to get this off my chest before I forget about it. There's this woman named Leah Lane, and she works at like a Tone Shop Guitars. She's got this really cool like 80s like Susie Sue kind of like thing going on. Like she wears like vintage shirts and stuff, and so I was like infatuated with her because one, she knows a lot about guitars, and she's also pretty, but like she's also just very interesting. So I started kind of stock following her on Instagram, and she has these two bands, and they're local Dallas, obviously, but these two bands, there's one's called Rose Garden Funeral Party, which is like kind of a new wave 80s throwback with like some more of like dark kind of, you know, the name Rose Garden Funeral Party. And then she has another one that's also kind of like, I wouldn't say exactly like Balance and Composure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But kind of like in that same kind of like post hardcore strummy kind of title fight, kind of all that kind of different stuff. So she said, and they're called Deep Red.
Okay.
And she's in that band too. They're two completely different sounds, but they're both very amazing. And she plays guitar and sings in both of them. And so, shout out to our local girl Leah Lane on that one.
Hell yeah!
Awesome.
Nice. Let's cheers.
Cheers.
Hey.
Boom. Boom. My bad, Travis. Nice.
Is this Joe Rogan podcasting?
Okay, so my artist would be Harmar Superstar. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
So,
cover your face.
He sings soul music and like does this a lot of indie music. Mm-hmm. He's on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I haven't watched that in a while.
I think he's the band leader or something.
Nice.
But the guy is a performer, and when you listen to him, you will never guess what he looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. I like when that happens.
Dude, he looks like, or he sounds like Al Green or something, but then looks like Danny DeVito.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the guy has he's just really great. I mean, I hope he doesn't hear this, and that's hopefully not a bad comparison, but it's like the dude is... He's epic.
He's like, I invented Al Green. What the hell are you talking about?
But badass. Yeah, you would really dig it.
Hell yeah. You always give me a lot of good music. You're like, send me links and yeah.
I love that we're all sharing stuff with each other lately.
We were sharing shows, now it's just music links.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I've never had a fucking issue with that because I'll share like just, I don't care if you like it or not, I'm posting that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, you like this country album? I
don't know. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
If I'm drinking.
Yeah. And it's funny that we're in Texas because I don't want to say like we're anti-country or anything, but that's probably the genre we all listen to the least. And that's not normal. You listen to a lot of country?
I listen to a shitload
really?
Of fucking country.
Old country?
Yeah, mainly. Like, I listen to like...
Makes sense, you know, like Luke Bryan?
fuck no.
He's wearing boots.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
No.
There's a reason it's the number one genre. I mean, it's...
Oh, country?
Good.
Country?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I mean, if you listen to real, it's just like any other music. Like, if you listen to, like, you know, if you listen to any kind of genre, right? Like, you've got your, like, and some people like this kind of shit, but, like, you know, the more, like, radio pop punk, like Simple Plan and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. that's not my bag, but mm-hmm. I still listen to punk rock.
So. Right.
Same thing with, like, with country. It's like, yeah, I mean, you got, like, even today, there's really good artists, mm-hmm. Which... I think I'm cheating now because I'm about to throw out a whole bunch of other fucking bands I listen to.
What about the guy that Scott was telling us about, the bigger folk guy? We're listening to him in the pool. What's his name?
Yeah, dude.
Shout him out.
He, as a matter of fact, he's, and now you, I can't fucking remember his name because you asked me.
Put you on the spot.
No, I fucking love him though.
I shouldn't have described him that way. That was kind of an, I didn't mean to call him.
No, he's a big guy though.
Okay.
There's no way around that. Joshua Ray Walker.
Joshua Ray Walker.
And if anybody wants to check that guy out, if you like country, he's local, he's fucking amazing, his voice is awesome.
You wouldn't think he looks the way he looks by hearing him either.
He's got a voice of an angel. Voices is what
it's
called.
Here,
thanks for letting me cross the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for giving
I'll
some
take
info.
Care of my place.
Yeah, we won't burn it down.
But the lyrics in that specific song, voice, like all of his shit's good, but I like the lyrics and voices because they're very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
They're not overly like, I threw my ring down the toilet because that's where my love went.
An ice cold beer in the console and my pickup truck.
Talking about trucks.
Trucks.
Yeah, none of that shit.
All right, now that he's gone, let's burn this motherfucker down.
Let's burn this motherfucker down, Pokey.
Oh, shit.
Just make sure there's incense.
But
it's like, I'm insured.
Yeah, primarily the majority of the shit I listen to is from, like, the 50s to the 70s and early 80s.
Right. That's a lot of what I get when people say they listen to country. I mean, is a lot of that older stuff. Like, I guess what they consider country and Western.
Yeah. Like Johnny Cash.
I don't know a lot about him. I'm not
Chris Christopherson.
Yeah. That's just fucking...
Fuck Conway Twitty's. I like his shit.
Chris Christopherson is just Garth Brooks, isn't it? What was it? No,
that was Nate. That was Chris Gaines.
Gaines, there you go. That's it.
I was about to really insult you.
Yeah.
Chris Thanks Gaines. For correcting that, my friend.
I couldn't
just sit there.
Oh, I got him.
But that's the idea. Yeah, like, we need to get off that subject because I'll start talking about... Sturgill Simpson, you can throw that one out there. Tyler Childers, those two. They're fucking badass, but that's it. No.
Dolly Parton.
But always.
But
Dolly's
she's
the queen.
She's a badass person.
In general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Where are we, Chris?
Oh. I don't know.
Whose turn is it?
A couple of beers in, I'm reaching my my legal limit. Don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. We got a couple hours in front of us.
We're going to drink
practice.
And play.
We're going to drink and play.
Yeah.
So everybody did their, we're doing our three artists for this year. I gave one, he gave one, you have to give one, I believe, your first
one. I gave Hamar Superstar, okay. Which is my artist.
Badass. Okay, my next one is Expire, a band James introduced me to. And me and Alex, when we worked, yeah, when we worked for that piece of shit company together, we're not going to mention their name.
Buttfuckers?
Yeah.
Wait, you talking about Buttfuckers? Buttfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, we listened to Pretty Low by Expire like almost every day.
Yeah.
We were just getting down, driving out to
fucking
Grand Prairie or wherever the hell we had. Dude, we drove all the way across DFW.
Fucking damn.
Yeah, that job had me and Alex bickering like an old married couple. For real.
Knuckles getting fucking cracked.
Oh, dude, it was terrible.
But the thing is, it's one of those things where like he's like, fuck you. And I'm like, fuck you. And they're like, why are we saying fuck us? Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why are we mad at each other?
Yeah.
That's how I know we can go on tour together. Yeah. It's because, like, you know, we can get over the little bullshit. It's great.
Yeah, very anti-establishment. Fuck those guys.
Just a bunch of thieves anyway, that whole industry. Telecommunications, thieves, all of them.
The contractors in general, you gotta be fucking careful.
Shady as fuck.
Like, they were like fucking, like, two legal papers away from fucking picking up day laborers at Home Depot. You know what I mean? Yeah. They were fucking us hard.
Yeah. They're like, you can get paid by the work you do, or you can collect a monthly salary, but you'll make more collecting it by the day. Yeah. No. Bullshit.
Fucking
we're out there, dude, we're out there.
12-hour days.
Digging holes all day with shovels. No machinery, digging holes with shovels.
Not even knowing what the fuck we're doing half the time.
We can't locate the fucking fiber that we need to complete.
And then they get in on site, like, what the fuck? You should have been digging over. I'm like, motherfucker, you told me to dig here. What the fuck?
I was bad. I was bad at that job. Wasn't very good, but
we met some cool people though.
Hell yeah.
Was it Nacho? Was it Nacho or cheese?
Queso.
Yeah,
we call him Queso. He said because when he's a big Hispanic guy, he's probably like 6'4", 6'5", big Hispanic guy. He's like, the reason they call me Queso is because when I came out, I was so white, my mom said I looked like a ball of mozzarella cheese, so everybody just started calling me Queso. That dude was cool as fuck, though.
That's the most Mexican shit ever. Like, I swear to God, like, no, hey, no offense, I'm not talking shit. I'm part Mexican, and my soon-to-be wife is Mexican. We were looking over this list.
Congratulations,
of like,
by the way.
Thank you.
I'm getting a Mexican?
Congratulations. I'm getting engaged. That's fucking awesome.
But, yeah, she...
did she cry? Did you make her cry?
No. You know, fuck.
You wanted to make her cry?
Not necessarily. I didn't give a fuck if she cried or not. Like, I don't want to, like, because she's crying, I'm crying, you know? Like, as long as she appreciates it, that's all I care, right? But she's been fucking asking for, like, 3 years now, you know? And so I finally have an opportunity.
This episode's going to get Alex in trouble.
Nah, this is nothing I haven't said to her face. She's from East LA, dude. There's no subtlety.
Yeah.
It's just like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But it's cool because we get our motherfuckers out and then we're done.
Yeah.
And then it's to like...
She doesn't want you to be in a doghouse.
Yeah.
Not that she listens, but...
I mean, she will if she finds out I'm on it.
Yes. Oh, you're on a podcast?
A new fan.
Hell yeah.
But no.
Welcome.
I guess we opened up to
Congratulations
this.
Congratulations,
also. we originally wanted to, like, propose to her at Disneyland because that's kind of where we met.
Yeah,
right?
Nice.
Like, and, you know, like, sappy as that shit is, we met in the most magical place on Earth. That didn't happen because of COVID, but her family's from L.A., so we went to L.A. for Thanksgiving, and then the day after Thanksgiving, we went to the Griffith Observatory, which is her second favorite place in Southern California, or I guess it would be her favorite place in L.A., because, anyway, I'm getting excited for myself. But anyway, so I took her up there, and we were walking around for a couple of minutes, and there's this fucking... I wanted to take a picture, like, in front of, like, the hill where you can actually see, like, L.A. in the background. But there, all the little binocular stands and shit were, like, taped up and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I went out front and I was like, here, let's just take a picture in front of this. And then I kneeled down. She's like, oh, that's what you're doing right now. I'm like, yeah. And then so I proposed to her and she's like, yeah, of course I'm going to say yes. Now put the fucking ring on.
Nice.
So I put the ring on. And then later on I had got her, like, these matching Harry Potter engagement shirts because she fucking loves Harry Potter.
Nice.
So her mother started pulling those out of the bag. And she's like, oh yeah, you probably want these on. And she's like, oh my god, are those matching engagement shirts? Like, she starts getting all emotional, like, oh, okay.
And they're, yeah.
She's more excited about the shirts than the ring.
Yeah, you should have got her a ring pop, and she would have been just as happy.
Or a wand.
My chick, when I proposed to my chick, she, like, was super cautious about her ring and taking it off in the shower, and she'd forget it because she wasn't used to it. And I'm like, I shouldn't even have bought you a ring. Like, you're not even wearing it half the time. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to. I just take it off during the shower. Giving her a hard time about it. I was like, I should have just got you a ring pop. She was like, all right, yeah, fair enough. We totally got sidetracked.
Yes.
We were on our second artist, if anybody's still
keeping. We got backtracked.
Yeah. Keeping score at home.
Yeah.
We're on our second. You gave one.
Well, I technically gave two.
Okay.
With Leah Lane, but I think I was talking about her almost specifically. So.
Okay, nice.
And I just had it a second ago, so we started talking about everything.
We'll come back to you. I'm sure James is...
Yeah, you can come back to me on that.
I'm locked James and loaded.
On the...
put it all on my phone. So this is a band that I loved for a long time. I mean, I want to say I got into pop punk and then discovered this band immediately. It's a band called Audio Karate.
Mm.
And they came out with an album last year that was technically recorded maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they just released it. They broke up after, you know, before that album came out, and then they got back together and started doing stuff lately. And
hell yeah.
I just... actually, I think the guitar player did a podcast with Toby.
Nice.
On that podcast, and he told the backstory of like
One Life One Chance.
What
podcast.
Happened? Yeah, One Life One Chance podcast. Check that out. Audio Karate. Jason, I think, is who was on it.
Nice.
But it was just a really eye-opening thing to hear all the struggles that they had as a band,
mm-hmm.
and why they broke up and why they got back together. And
were there a lot of similarities with bands we've played in before, like as to why they're breaking up or why it's not working?
Yeah, there was. And I think this album that they just came out with is their best album.
Really?
And that's really hard to do because the earlier ones
it's,
are really
it's
good.
Funny you mentioned that, James, because it's like that's what I've noticed about us too. It's like we've played music since I was 18. I'm 35 now. We played music on and off. And it seems like every time we kind of like this band is over, you know, like Richie moved and everything, and not saying we're playing up until that point, but you know, when the band ends, it's like when we have this space, this period of time of not playing, it's like all that creativity builds up, and then we try this new project, and it's like, boom, a whole new birth of songs. And then it's like, maybe that band fizzles out. What, we played in four or five bands together?
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes that time off is what you need. You know, you got to reassess and listen back to what you did and what you could have done better, and then when you come back as a group, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Yeah. It's like the songwriting's better, and everybody's improved as musicians and changed their opinions and views on life. It's really cool.
And handled some business in the meantime. Like, it's hard to concentrate on something creative when you have this thing that you have to take care of.
Yeah.
It's life or death, you got to survive kind
yes.
of thing.
Yes.
You got to handle that,
yes.
And then music will always be there, sort of thing. You know,
exactly.
Because we're not professional musicians; it's something we just want to do for the love. So I get that.
Nice.
What were you gonna say? Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say I get attest to that because I think that when we were there's a lot of songs that weren't completely written or were completely written, but you've enhanced and have gotten better. Like a couple of the songs that I know that we played with together when we were, you know, when it was us. And I was doing vocals
mm-hmm.
That, like, I've heard. And I was like, is that the fucking same? Is that Hairbrush? Like, what is that? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
So
a lot's changed.
It's gotten better, you know? And I think it was like,
thanks, man.
Just having not that it wasn't good in the first place, but yeah. And I think I was having a conversation with him earlier about, like, he's like, hey, man, because, you know, we tried out last time. He's like, hey, man, I'm sorry, like, that didn't work out or whatever, but, like, we're really happy that you're in and you're playing mm-hmm. bass now. And I was like, man, like, no sweat off my shoulders, because if you really think about it, like, I listened to Cashing In, and, you know, before I started playing, and I liked it, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this is really good. I don't think we would have been this good if we would have, like, had we done this earlier.
Yeah.
And I think, because Paul, I think, is a very determinant and very, like, broad factor when it comes to the band, you know.
It's pretty well respected too, from what I've noticed by other people kind of in the scene, and he's been doing it for a long time, and
he's fucking serious, dude. That's what I like about it.
And and the thing I love about Paul, and
I was not serious at the time.
And same thing I love about Richie is you can pick their brain and they have the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can ask him about an old school hardcore album that no one's really given credit to, that sounds like a certain band, and he'll know. Yes. He just knows. He can point you that direction and tell you, well, actually, you know, Cro-Mags wrote this first, and then, or however, you know, whatever.
And it was this member that, like, was a part of that project, and then they went over here and did this other thing. Or how check that out.
How Embrace was, like, in my opinion, better than Minor Threat.
Yeah. And I'm that way. I'm just scatterbrained about it, like I did earlier. I'm like, Expire, Ben Folds 5, Trapped Under. It's like, what? What?
But,
like, I know a lot about these obscure bands and a little bit about the hardcore bands, but
I was just talking about that with Paul, and we were just talking about how it's like, I think us three around this table, you know, you, Alex, and me, we go wide with our music. Mm-hmm. Like, we like a lot of different genres, a lot of different types of music, and there's not much that we don't like. We might have one genre.
Right.
You know, we're not listening to polka. Or,
I was actually about to mention that I do listen to polka.
Well, there you go. Alex goes wider than us.
Well, sorry, I don't really listen to, like, German polka, but I listen to Tejano music, which has, like,
very polka electric roots. Accordion.
Yeah, nice.
So, but Paul and, well, Paul goes deep. You know, like he knows every punk and hardcore album.
Exactly.
You know,
to a fucking T.
Yeah, and so that's been really cool to hear what he recommends.
Exactly.
And he's digging up stuff like that I missed because I wasn't listening to hardcore at the time or whatever. I was busy with whatever, and
maybe
so,
you weren't born yet because a lot of it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So it's like, it's really cool when he recommends stuff too, because it's like, oh, I know he knows I'm gonna love it because it's out of the thing that I love, but maybe I missed it somewhere.
Yeah, one of my favorite albums, the Cro-Mags, it's I'm blanking on it now.
Agent Quarrel?
Thank you. He recommended another band, is like in that same, like, if you like this, you'll, he's like your own personal Spotify. If you like this, you'll enjoy this.
Was it Crumbsuckers?
Crumbsuckers. Yeah. Ah, so good, dude. So good. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I thought I was the fucking hardcore historian, and then I get around Paul, I'm just like, this motherfucker's putting me to shame.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, I'm talking about.
He's been doing it for a while, you know. Yeah. But anyway, sorry, Adam.
He gave, I think you still have an artist to give that you're, no, you already did your second one.
I just did audio.
Last one. So this is, I don't really know how to describe this band. It's almost country. It's like country rock and roll. It's a band called The Berries.
You just shared it recently.
Yeah, I just shared it with you guys recently. it's really weird if you go to, like, if you type in The Berries on YouTube, which isn't the most credible source to look up music, it'd probably be Spotify, which Drink Until You Podcast is on Spotify, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's weird if you look them up, because it's like, they don't necessarily have albums. It's just like singles, but it's like every single they put out is just like within the same. It's really good, man. Yeah, I really recommend anyone who likes that kind of low-key, almost country rock and roll, guitar heavy.
Where are they from?
Americana.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I was like, man, I'm picking up a Nashville vibe. I'm picking up.
Okay, I can look it up.
It could even be, it could be UK. It could be, it could be,
you know. Just don't know. It's kind of like that bluegrass with old country and rock and roll, too. It says here The Berries, American band.
Narrowed down to America.
Yeah, they're American. North America? South America?
Okay, they're described, on Wikipedia as jazz and indie, if that gives you a... an idea. That doesn't say where they're from or anything like that. Full link, start all over again.
No, but I really liked what you shared.
Dude, and it's the videos are really funny. There's one where the guy's playing and it looks like a 90s like camcorder recording. He's playing his guitar, playing the song and singing it, and behind him are three motorcycles lined. That's the whole video. it's the strangest fucking thing. But the song's really good, you know?
So yeah, you said that was the last one, but like remember you had skipped me earlier.
No, it's yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
Oh, I thought you said it was the last one.
For me.
No, but earlier on the second one, remember, like, you had went around. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, I'll get back to you. Technically, oh, I think I have two.
Okay,
more.
Go for but it. Anyway, give me three.
Give me ten. Give them all.
So yeah, Standing Up for Falling Down, which is I can't remember, I think it's like maybe 2012, is a Sheer Terror album called Standing Up for Falling Down. That fucking album, Sheer Terror is a really good old school hardcore band. Mm-hmm. That I don't think people give a lot of credit to. Paul Bearer like is fucking amazing with his vocals. Kind of sounds like Lemmy, but like more grunty. But they had this album, I think it was 2012, called Standing Up for Falling Down, that was like a really good, fucking solid hardcore album, and the production was fucking great too. It was nice. Just kind of like what's about Keepers of the Faith, where the production's not too much, but it's right. Not too little. Mm-hmm. And so it's that crisp. One, yeah. And then there's this other fucking band, man. They're like really dope, and I forgot what their name was, but they just came out with this. With this EP called Leave Something Behind.
I knew he was setting us up.
Fitting it in.
No, like, I know this sounds...
I'll take a piss.
It sounds like really, like stupid fucking self-promotion type shit, but, like, I've had to listen to that EP and every other song that Cashing In has come out with recently. And I'm just fucking really appreciated for the vibe, and I think that it's original music, and this is from, like, not coming from a perspective of, like, oh, I'm in the band now, or I'm playing, or whatever.
Or the beer,
yeah. But yeah, that shit, I think, is really good. I think it's a good fucking solid EP. If you never made any other songs, like, those two songs are still, like,
well, thank
standalones.
You. Thank so. You, and I'm so hyped that we are making new songs. Mm. Like, I'm so hyped that, like, you get it, you know, like you understand where we're going, you know where we hope we're gonna end up, yeah. And it's been really fun because it's like we're in this new space. We got this new, we got some, I don't know, new blood,
mm-hmm.
new steam,
new old blood, because you were part before, right? You're talking about
yeah.
Alex, yeah.
Yeah.
Nude Erection.
Remember that.
I love naming the songs dirty. It's fun.
Extending the roots of the family tree.
Yes, sir. Did you show him the lyrics you wrote the other day?
Yeah, okay, I did. Nice. I don't even
Wait,
know.
Wait, you sent?
Yeah, so we were talking about the party lyrics.
And yes, over here.
Yeah, and how how initially we wanted to, like, oh, it'd be kind of cool if, like, we made references to all the bands that we like, kind of like mm-hmm. H2O does. So in a roundabout way, I didn't even mean to. I just wrote some shit out, and I'm like, "Oh, there's a reference. There's H2O. A reference. There's a reference." You know.
Awesome.
So like, there's like, you know, a few different references. So, if you want to revisit the lyrics, I don't even think they were that good. It was just like, it was just something like.
But you're on.
It's a start.
It's the right idea.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
going in the right direction. That's so. Basic. And we. I don't think
draft.
We've exactly. Yeah. We've never talked about this before, and it's kind of good that I have you on here. So our formula, part of our formula, mm-hmm. and you really dive in deep. On this with other bands, like, how do you write songs and how do you go about putting out music and how do you know you listen to a lot of podcasts with that kind of thing, that kind of content, but our process, really, James and I aren't good lyricists, so we can write music all day, you know, we can write rhythms all day, so basically, like, we get a chord progression that we like, you know, eventually another, and it just links together. Like, I've written a riff that was just a riff by itself, and a year later it turned into a complete song because, oh, this goes with that. So we kind of do that, and then with the vocals, it's kind of a plug-in system. It's like you can take vocals from another song that you already like, so you already know the words, you already know the rhythm of the words, and you can put that over certain music sometimes. And that's just kind of our formula for, like, cheating the lyrics a little bit.
And getting an idea of, like, a start. Because, mm-hmm. like, I love what you're saying about this process, that mm-hmm. sometimes it happens in a day.
Yes.
Like, we wrote half a song the other day, or maybe you wrote a whole song the other day. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always work out that way.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's just like, okay, you build it piece by piece, and you like some of what you do, but you hate most of what you do, and you know, just, I gotta go back and, you know, work that out, or maybe you don't even touch it again for a long time until you go back and actually, like, listen to the file or something.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my god, that riff, it's funny how it happens. It's like, that riff works great with this new thing we just wrote.
Exactly.
And then it's like there's, oh, we just added 30 seconds or a minute to the song that was a minute and a half.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't mind short songs. I love short songs. 50 seconds.
We usually stop there at the minute.
A minute and a half, we're like, we don't know what else to do. We're out of things, so on to the next one. Yeah, so that's kind of the process, and I've never really talked about that, and I think maybe if there's artists out there or people struggling to write songs, that might be an approach. Like, take somebody's lyrics, melody, rhythms of the vocal pattern, you know, rhythms of the vocals, and plug it in over your own song. It's a good way to do it.
It's kind of like a starting with a mashup,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, if you're drawing, you know, you're tracing, really, instead of drawing it by hand, which is harder to do.
Yeah, and it, like you said, it doesn't work for everything. It doesn't work for most things,
exactly.
But sometimes it might.
Yeah, it comes through, and it's just, I think one of the songs, Hello Goodbye, we put out, that worked out that way. We had the riff forever, dude, years ago. That riff's been there for a long time, and then we added more riffs, and, you know, it became this complete thing, and what do we do for vocals? And then we plugged in, I think I used, like, three different bands. I used, like, Set Your Goals, Propagandi, and MXPX or something like
that.
It's
like,
and
the
I just
inspiration.
Mash up, exactly, like you said. So,
yeah, and that's cool, man. Like, that song has been around for a minute, and we just released it this year.
I know.
It's kind of crazy. I wonder how often that happens in a lot of bands. But I guess with a lot of bands, they probably are just constantly putting stuff out, and so.
Yeah. Well, maybe. MXPX, back when I was listening to them all the time, they would put out a song that they wrote, but the recording quality was kind of shitty. So then they would put it, oh, we got a better deal and we can make better recordings. They would put it on the next album. It's the same song, but it's better produced and now you can hear everything. And they did that for several albums. They would keep using a song just so they could get it sounding better and better. It's just funny how bands just take their different approach to things or their different avenues that are laid out in front of them and, you know. It's all for the same goal, to play music.
And there's so many different ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I really want to figure out what's our most effective way of songwriting. Like, it was really cool last week, or I don't remember, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, when we were in here writing, and we just kind of, like, stumbled onto something that we liked, and, you know, it's really fun to do that. When are we going to start playing? We got much more time.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for an hour. I was just going to go through New Year's resolutions real quick.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
If we all have
getting
one.
Getting the itch.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's one of the last podcasts of the year, so
yeah.
I'm glad to give them at least an hour, you know? So New Year's resolutions for me, I don't want to say anything cheesy. You know, I was thinking about something the other day, but I can't remember. I don't want to say diet because, I guess... Okay, you know what? I'll make it a simple goal, something we kind of talked about this year. My goal, if possible, is to go to at least one, for 2021, at least go to one damn show. That's what I, like, if that's the bottom of the barrel, then I'll take it, just one damn show.
Even if it's a live stream here at the studio?
I'll take it, you know?
As long as you're playing music live.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're hearing music live.
Exactly, right. There you go. So that's my, one of my resolutions. It's a goal.
I like how you're putting the pressure on the rest of the world. It's like, hey, you get your shit together, yeah, everyone.
I picked
and
them.
Then I'll get to do my thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not on me. Yeah. I didn't create this thing. I'm just dealing with it. Any resolutions, my dudes?
Yeah, I have one if you want me to go next.
Go ahead.
So this one's kind of a cheat, but it's because it's like fitting more in, but a vision board. So I made a vision board recently. I've always talked about it, wanted to do it. A long time ago, I thought it was a dumb idea, but since then, I've been convinced that maybe it is a way to kind of actually help. So I made a vision board recently, and I want to keep looking at it and keep marking things off of the list that are on there.
Nice. Badass.
Yeah.
What's one of the things on the list? Like, what's something you need to mark off that's... What's the most immediate thing you can mark off the list? Starting January 1st, 2021.
Design merch for the band.
Boom. There you go. Hell yeah. By the way, James, you designed everything we have online except for the album cover. We paid somebody
album
for that.
Album cover we paid, that was Jordan. I want to get his name right. Sorry.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I don't think any of those words are right, but... no, it's let me see, Jordan Hemphill, I think.
Oh, nice.
Man, I'm getting this wrong.
Everybody's going to a different
Jordan Instagram. Kelly Art.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to a different Instagram page. This guy sucks.
Yeah, I gotta edit that out.
It's all dogs.
but you that's
got any, nice. You got any, Alex? Or one. You don't have to have
multiple. I mean, I probably could come up with a couple. I haven't really put a lot of thought into it, but I think one would definitely be... I feel like I kicked a lot of ass this year. And I just want to... My New Year's resolution is just to continue
kicking ass. KKA, keep kicking ass.
So, yes, it's like... I mean, that fucking sounds goofy, but yeah, no, it's I mean, I did, like I've been,
I love it,
been dieting, yeah. Not necessarily to lose weight, but to be healthier, and I think, you know, a good byproduct of that is getting a little chunk off, but I'm continuously doing that, feeling a lot better about that, so I want to continue doing that.
Oh yeah.
Picked up a new instrument this year.
Yeah.
I want to fucking continue to learn that instrument, not just in the realm of playing with you guys, but
hell yeah,
fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers, whatever the fuck else I want to learn, you
yeah,
know?
For sure.
So basically in the realm of kick ass, that's some shit that I started this year that I like, that my number one New Year's resolution is just to keep kicking ass.
Here's maybe something that'll help you throughout the year too. Keep your waistline thin and your baseline's fat.
That's dope. You just come up with that.
I just came up with that.
Words to live by.
And you don't write lyrics? What the fuck?
Maybe you should.
I like that. We got to fit that in somewhere. So,
fellas.
If you guys didn't know, Drink Until You Podcast is the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. So we have to drink all of these before the episode ends. James, you're almost there. How are you doing, Alex?
What are you doing?
Nope. You're almost done.
Chug.
I can't. I'm such a bitch.
Fuck off.
Well, cheers, guys. Thank you for thank you for being on the episode. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Finally, I long time listener, but second time on the show.
I think so. Second time. Oh, dude,
never listened to this fucking show in my whole life. No, I'm joking.
I think we should put something from that episode or maybe this episode on the album. You know, something kind of silly.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm the one lagging behind here. I still have a little bit left.
Well, you were doing most of the talking. You're, you know, hosting. Host duties.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Episode 153. Cheers. My bad. All right, guys.
Fucking finally got him. Oh, sorry. Good.
Talk to you next week. Bye.